Whether you're planning on taking your family out to watch homers or buzzer beaters, you should make sure your car has the right tires to get you there safely.
Oh, that's a great call. Goodyear knows that performance is everything, whether it's on the road or on the court or field. So when it comes to choosing tires, let Goodyear.com help you choose what's best.
Goodyear, more driven.
State Farm, this is Bill.
It finally got me, Bill.
What's that, Rick?
The Clark Street crater, the mother of all potholes.
Oh.
Yeah, year after rim-wrecking year, it's tormented the people of this town. They try to fill it, but it always returns. It got me good.
But you know, State Farm's got you too.
You hear that? You ain't nothing!
You trash-talking a pothole?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
I'm Steve Weisman with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. If you click on Jags wideout Shane Wynn's Instagram story, you'll see Odell Beckham Jr. dancing to the song Leave Me Alone. The Giants may do just that. According to Kim Jones, team owners John Mara and Steve Tisch are highly unlikely to trade OBJ, although he's not untouchable. Meantime, a new rule change has come out of the league meetings in Florida. A player who lowers his head to make contact with his helmet against an opponent will be penalized 15 yards and potentially ejected. Elsewhere, Washington traded safety Sua Cravens on Wednesday to the Broncos for a fifth-round pick. The teams also swapped fourth- and fifth-round picks. Quarterback Cody Kessler is headed to Jacksonville to back up Blake Bortles. The Browns traded Kessler on Wednesday for a conditional seventh-round draft pick in 2019. And tight end Benjamin Watson agreed to a one-year deal with the Saints. 37-year-old played in New Orleans for two seasons before heading to Baltimore in 2016. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Spring is in the air, so why not in the house? The Home Depot lets you invite spring indoors with low-maintenance Majesty palms and 10-inch containers, now just $12.88 each. Breathe a little life into your hallway. Freshen up your bedroom or bath. Palms are easy to grow, easy to maintain, and right now, even easier to buy. Bring outdoors indoors with 10-inch Majesty palms, now just $12.88, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection varies by store.
Napa Know-How.
Keeping it simple is usually a good thing. And when it comes to rewards programs, keeping it simple is always a good thing. That's why we made the Napa Rewards Program effortless. All you need is your phone number to start saving on the parts and tools you need. Then we automatically give you $5 off your next purchase for every $100 you spend. So start saving today with Napa Rewards. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
Back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Game on!
Game on!
Game on all across the country today. Opening day, it rolls on. We'll have more results for you as they become final before 7 o'clock tonight. Twins and Orioles battling on 107.5 FM right now. You can catch the Twins most of all summer on our North Gym frequency in Cedar Rapids. That means we're on 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa right now, as well as 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Going to be chatting with the Sporting News' Ryan Fagan coming up at the bottom of the hour with regard to opening day. Lots more to get to as well, including the Darren DeVries announcement. Drake has its new basketball coach, and they went in about a predictable decision. A longtime assistant who's still qualifies, I believe, as sort of a young and up-and-comer. We'll see what he does with his first crack as a head coach. But we're going to take a little bit of a breather right now, cleanse the palate from all of the baseball talk on opening day. Benjamin Albright joining us now, a draft analyst based out of the Denver area. And Benjamin, I'm going to ask you a question that we've asked a lot of the draft analysts that we've talked to. If you are the Cleveland Browns, if we put you on the clock right now, what are you doing with picks 1 and 4 on draft day?
Well, it's a passer's league. Everything revolves around having that passer that has the ability to get you to the Super Bowl. So I think we're evaluating the quarterbacks in this class to take the one we think is the best fit at number one. I personally think that Baker Mayfield's going to be the best quarterback out of this class, but the Browns think Sam Darnold is, so they're going to take him instead. And we go to number four and we say, well, we got quarterback covered. What is the other biggest impact position? And that's going to be pass rusher. And if Bradley Chubb is available, then that would be the pick for us at four.
For the Denver Broncos, how much pressure is John Elway under right now based on his recent past of drafting quarterbacks to find that franchise quarterback?
Well,
you know, he's under a bit of pressure. They feel like that they've stemmed some of that by signing Case Keenum. They feel like Case Keenum can be the guy, whether they draft a guy or not. I do know John Elway very much likes Josh Allen out of Wyoming, you know, and they would have a perfect bridge quarterback with Case to compete now and then turn around and try to develop him. They still feel like that there may be some hope for Paxton Lynch as well. So, you know, I don't see it, but they say they do. So they feel like they've got a little bit of a developmental and a bridge guy for now. So I don't think that they feel pressure per se, but his draft classes have certainly come under scrutiny.
Back at the top of the board, in between picks 1 and 4, you've got the two New York teams, the Giants at 2, the Jets have traded up to number 3.
First contract players. So, you know, the fact that he's, you know, that NFL, every NFL GM doesn't have Lamar's number and that it's difficult to get a hold of him and there's nobody out there doing PR for him and spinning some of these stories that are coming out. You know, I think that Lamar did himself a disservice. If you want to be your own agent in the sense that you want to be in on the process, that's easy to do. You hire a guy who lets you, you know, you be that. But the idea of just skipping an agent is really just not smart.
Benjamin Albright with us talking about the NFL draft coming up next month. Every guy who loves the draft, every analyst has one or two guys, dark horses, that they think are going to be real steals in the middle rounds. Do you have a couple of those guys that you could share?
Mid-round steals, I think Kyle Uletta, quarterback out of Richmond. I think he's a guy that could end up being a real steal for somebody. He's a quarterback, if you can afford to sit him for a couple of years. There's a running back here in Colorado named Philip Lindsay, who is a dynamic on-the-field weapon that's just not getting any run right now, and I don't know why. He's absolutely going to be a guy, I think, that could take the league by storm despite getting drafted in that 4th, 5th, 6th round range.
You mentioned some of the depth, or at least Quentin Nelson, the guard out of Notre Dame, is one of the best players in the draft. Seems to be a lot of depth at the interior lineman position. James Daniels here at Iowa jumps off the page. Will Hernandez from UTEP. Could there be as many as 4 or 5 interior linemen drafted in the first round?
I think you're looking at 3, but 4 or 5 isn't out of the realm of possibility. You know, Will Hernandez and Quentin Nelson or stone cold locks. Those guys will be gone by, you know, probably about 20. You know, you could see some other guys. The interior, that with double A gap pressure being as in vogue as it is in the league right now, investing in guards is actually a pretty wise investment, whereas in previous years, spending money at that position maybe wasn't. So, you know, I could definitely see 5 guys going in the first round if teams start to snap them up.
Is this a down year for offensive tackles, or is it just kind of relative to what we've seen in the past?
I think it's a bit of a down year at the top, meaning that there's not necessarily too much elite talent of offensive tackles. There's some depth in this draft at the tackle, but overall, I think it's a weaker class. You know, when all said and done, McGlinchey's probably the cream of the crop. You know, Connor Williams is maybe looking at a move to guard. Orlando Brown tested horribly at the combine, so I think the top guys, quote unquote, aren't really as top as some of the previous years.
You can follow him on Twitter, @AlbrightNFL. It's Albright with 2 L's. Benjamin Albright, we appreciate you taking the time to join us today.
Oh, anytime, guys.
There you go. A little palate cleanser for the non-baseball listeners in eastern Iowa. Sam Darnold and Bradley Chubb, that would be a good 1-2 combination for Cleveland if they do go quarterback and then address an issue on the defensive side of the ball. What do you think of Saquon Barkley landing all the way in Tampa, falling that far, quote-unquote that far?
It would be surprising, but not too surprising, because I look at the Giants and I think that as bad as that running game has been for so long, it's a no-brainer, right? Why would you not draft the best overall running back in the class and somebody who you probably value based on everything, based on the entire package, as a top 2 or 3 player in the draft. But if they're keen on Bradley Chubb and they know that the New York Jets at number 3 are looking for a quarterback, but they're also looking for somebody to fill the hole of Muhammad Wilkerson. And if you draft Saquon Barkley, then Bradley Chubb's going to be gone before you can even say New York Jets, then you take
J-E-T-S,
whoever,
Jets,
you
Jets,
take
Jets.
Whoever is the best available player. So it would be a little bit surprising, but with the way that running backs are valued, not too surprising.
Drake has its new men's basketball coach. He's a former UNI Panther with a name that Hawkeye football fans will find familiar. We'll tell you a little bit more about the Darren DeVries hire when we return after this. LowTUSA.com, a website to go learn more about Mantality. It's a new men's health clinic located in North Liberty, so pretty convenient for any man who's within listening shot of 1600 AM or 106.3 FM here in Eastern Iowa. Low testosterone is a problem for a number of men, especially those 40 and older. Testosterone starts to drop as you age, and you can start to see the effects of that in your everyday life. Maybe you have a harder time getting rid of extra weight, especially belly fat around that belt section. Maybe you get a little more cranky. You're irritable. Your performance in the bedroom is not what it used to be. Starting to forget some things around the house. Where'd you leave your keys? All of those things could be signs. I don't want to alarm anybody of low testosterone. So if you think you need to get checked out, consider going to Mantality's website. Again, it's lowtusa.com. They've got a frequently asked questions section. You can learn pretty much everything you want, including whether or not insurance will cover your visit. Spoiler alert, it most likely will. You're dealing with board-certified physicians. It is a trip to the doctor's office, although it's not one that has old copies of Highlights magazine laying around for the kids. It is a men's health clinic, and you can learn more about Mantality by visiting lowtusa.com. 5:20, almost to the halfway point of an opening day edition of the program. When we come back, we'll tell you a little bit more about Darren DeVries. Back after this.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
Dust off your clubs. Pleasant Valley Golf Course in Iowa City is open for play with an early season special for foursomes. Call for details and reserve your group's tee time today at 319-337-2622. Get an early start to your season now for a great price at Pleasant Valley Golf Course.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 12 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Did not.
Did too.
With McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu, you can choose among favorites for just $1, $2, or $3, which means you can get two Happy Meals for $3 each, a triple cheeseburger for $3, and a two-piece buttermilk crispy tenders for just $2. Or, as Dad likes to call it, the...
Finally, some peace and quiet on this cross-country road trip meal.
But Dad, I thought you always called it the family time is special time meal.
Build whatever meal you want with McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
It's that time of year again, Trey, the sweet spot in sports where baseball begins and basketball heads into the exciting home stretch to determine who will win it all.
And whether you're planning on taking your family out to watch homers or buzzer beaters, you should make sure your car has the right tires to get you there safely.
Oh, that's a great call. Goodyear knows that performance is everything, whether it's on the road or on the court or field. So when it comes to choosing tires, let Goodyear.com help you choose what's best.
Goodyear, more driven.
State Farm, this is Bill.
It finally got me, Bill.
What's that, Rick?
The Clark Street crater, the mother of all potholes.
Ooh.
Yeah, year after rim-wrecking year, it's tormented the people of this town. They try to fill it, but it always returns. It got me good.
But you know, State Farm's got you too.
You hear that? You ain't nothing!
You trash-talking a pothole?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Back to the Todd Bottlecamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Look at this guy, so hopped up on goofballs and grass, he's got no idea what's going on.
Darren DeVries takes over at Drake for Nico Medved after one season. If that name sounds familiar, chances are you're either a UNI or Iowa fan. UNI because DeVries played there, an Iowa fan because, yes, he is the brother of Jared DeVries, the former Iowa standout who went on to have a very nice career in the NFL. 17 years he served as an assistant coach at Creighton, so he knows the MVC very well. Creighton, for those of you who don't remember, was in the Missouri Valley Conference for a number of years before skipping town a few years ago. He played for Eldon Miller in Cedar Falls. Eldon Miller calls up Dana Altman at Creighton and says, I got a kid here that you should get on your staff. He's extremely knowledgeable. He's going to make a great coach someday. So Dana Altman hires him as a graduate assistant, and he's never left Omaha except to recruit. He reportedly is a pretty solid recruiter and has worked under both Dana Altman and Greg McDermott now at Creighton for the last 17 years. He'll take over for Nico Medved at Drake. Tommy Birch from the Des Moines Register has a fairly decent profile of Darren DeVries available at the Register's website. Greg Lansing, former Iowa assistant coach, giving the thumbs up to the hire. He's a big fan of him. Calls him the fist pumper. Apparently he's a guy who gets pretty excited on the bench. 17 years an assistant, first head coaching opportunity for Darren DeVries. So you looked at what Nico Medved was able to do, and we had him on the program a couple times. Absolutely liked the guy. I know there's some animosity, especially from Drake fans, regarding his exit from the program, but he's going to have to continue what Nico Medved tried to do in year one, and that's market the program, get people interested in Drake basketball again. Drake was an extremely good program decades ago, and then the 80s and the 90s came along, and then luckily Tom Davis came out of retirement at just the right time, sort of set things up by design for Keno Davis. And then Keno had that great tournament run to the NCAA tournament, left for Providence, and Drake has not been the same since. So 17 years as an assistant, he's a veteran guy, but you can also still sort of call him an up-and-comer because this is his first head coaching position. It's not as if they went out and got somebody off the scrap heap.
And I think that after reading Tommy Birch's profile, somebody like him is exactly what they need. They need that salesman, and that's what he's done at Creighton. He's been kind of that behind-the-scenes spokesman for that program. He goes out and recruits well, and I think he knows kind of what it takes to win at Drake. The question is, can he coach? Can he coach up the talent that is at Drake right now? Can he continue to bring the type of players that's starting this turnaround, that started this turnaround for Nico Medved into his program? And also, they lose a lot of senior leadership from last year. Can he somewhat rebuild the roster? That is all yet to be determined.
Hurtin and Stocker text line available for you to reach out to us and participate in the program. It is a participatory show here. It's not just me and Alex running things. 319-366-1600. Hurtin and Stocker has been Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. The Dickens family probably pretty happy today that the Cubs kicked off the 2018 season with a road victory over the Marlins. Looked like it was going to be a little easier than it wound up being. The Cubs did get out to an early lead, and then John Lester coughed up some runs, didn't get out of the fourth inning, but the bullpen did its job. Steve Cishek made his Cubs debut today. And, oh yeah, the offense showed up. Ian Happ hitting the first home run of the season on the very first pitch of the 2018 season. Wound up being very costly to one Cubs writer on the internet, Michael Cerami, who covers the Cubs for Baseball Prospectus. tweeted that if Hap led off the game with a home run, he was going to jump into Lake Michigan today. And yeah, well, sometimes you got to be careful about. See, that's not out of the realm of possibility. Hap had, what, 7 home runs in spring training, and he's a guy who's got some power. Now, if it were, say, I'm trying to think of, you know, if it was the olden days and Lance Johnson was atop the lineup, and you said,
who?
Oh, man, if Lance Johnson. Lance Johnson?
Sorry, I don't remember Lance Johnson.
You don't remember One Dog?
No.
Okay, well.
Is that his actual nickname? Or?
Yeah, he wore number one, One Dog.
When was this?
Lance Johnson. 90s?
Okay.
Yeah, I sometimes forget. Lance Johnson was one of those guys. Well, I'll talk a little bit about Rusty Staub coming up in later on in the program. Lance Johnson's one of those guys that had a very solid major league career. Not a Hall of Famer, but a guy that you would not necessarily turn your nose up if you had him on your ball club. Let's send things over. Kyle's here in the studio. We're going to be talking with Ryan Fagan of the Sporting News coming up in just a few minutes, touching on the opening day stories. But right now, we'll get you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
It's a big day for baseball, and last night was a big night for Hawkeye baseball. They beat Bradley 13-9 in a wild one on a walk-off grand slam by senior catcher Tyler Cropley. Home runs by Austin Guzzo and Kyle Crowell had Iowa leading 6-1 after 5 innings, but Bradley came roaring back to tie it at 6, and the teams jostled back and forth before Cropley ended it. Chris Whalen was 4-for-5 with 4 runs scored, while Cropley and Robert Nystrom each had 3. Drake didn't take long in finding its new head basketball coach, announcing today that Darren DeVries will be the next man to take the reins in Des Moines. DeVries is a native of Applington. He played at UNI and has spent the last 17 years as an assistant coach at Creighton under Dana Altman and Greg McDermott. There's an interesting international story developing with Iowa City right in the middle of it. The United World Wrestling World Cup is coming up, beginning on April 5th at Carver Hawkeye Arena. And last night it was reported that USA Wrestling has extended late invites to Mongolia and India because Iran decided not to send its team, and there are reports that Russia may not attend. However, Russian officials are claiming that the U.S. is attempting to prevent their participation by refusing to arrange visas for the Russian team. USA Wrestling says they still expect their participation, but is being proactive to ensure a full competitive field. Another former Rough Rider landed an NHL deal. Eric Foley played in Cedar Rapids in 2014-15 and today signed an entry-level deal with the Blues. And today after the show, we're going to have the Dodgers and the Giants on all 3 KGYM frequencies.
Just got a text message on my personal phone from our good friend Jack Dom, Mount Mercy's baseball coach. He gives a big thumbs up to Darren DeVries. Jack has close ties to Creighton and says Drake made a very good hire there. So couple of my good friends, Jack Dom and Greg Lansing, both saying Drake has the proverbial home run hire. 5:31, we are going to step aside. We come back, we will discuss the Cubs, Cardinals, White Sox, and the rest of Major League Baseball opening day storyline so far with Ryan Fagan. He covers Major League Baseball for the Sporting News. 106.3 FM and 1600 AM until the Twins are finished up on 107.5 FM, and then we'll be 3 frequencies strong. Don't forget, vote in the poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway at KGYMradio.com as well today. The halfway point of the Todd Brolecamp Show. More on the way next.
This bottom of the hour sports beat is brought to you by CarePro Health Services. Connect with the people and answers you need for your health care needs. Visit CarePROHealthServices.com.
Looking to improve your family's wellness? CarePro is ready to help. They know it can be a bit baffling figuring out what vitamins you and your family need. So they'll help you find the right balance of those important nutrients. This time of year, in particular, it's important to pay attention to vitamin D because your body doesn't get enough sunlight to create it naturally. So supplementing is important. CarePro Pharmacies in Cedar Rapids, Mount Vernon, North Liberty, and Tipton, helping you connect with people and answers you need.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
Welcome back, baseball. It's opening day, the earliest one ever, and it has our attention. From Clayton Kershaw, unhittable in the spring, facing the Giants, to the Giancarlo Stanton debut for the Bombers. He and Aaron Judge in the same lineup as the Yankees start the season in Toronto. Long-term questions start to be answered. Will the Astros repeat? Do the Dodgers drop off? Can the Indians stay powerful? Will Shohei Ohtani be better on the mound and at the plate than he was in spring training? What's Bryce Harper doing a contract year? How how much should we buy the Brewers? Did the Phillies buy enough to have a legit shot at competing? Sure, today is only one day of like 200 of the season, but it might belong to baseball like no other day will. Hit us. Hit us hard. Make us not forget about you. Your fan base is largely old dudes. No offense to old dudes. Give the young people a reason to pay attention. Oh, and get your fantasy lineup set if it isn't already too late. In 60 seconds, when is a fan no longer just a fan?
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. And now those parts and supplies come with more savings when you sign up for the AutoZone Rewards program. You'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $28.99 or upgrade to a Mobile One Filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Marlins man is mad, and for the first time in the franchise's existence, is not buying season tickets. His name is Lawrence Levy. You've probably seen him at some point, sitting right behind home plate at Marlin games, bright orange jersey, making himself the spectacle. I'm not knocking that, I'm just describing it. But he's out now. Says he presented the Marlins with an offer for 3 years of those Diamond Club seats, with self-assessed discounts for the team's lack of stars after an offseason of unloading, and for paying for the 3 years up front. They said no. So Marlins man has two. After meeting with Marlins officials, Levy said, quote, "They said I did nothing for the team. I don't promote the Marlins. Nobody buys season tickets because of me. Nobody buys advertising because of me, and they don't care what I do," end quote. I would ask, if the Marlins don't keep Stanton, Ozuna, Yelich, Gordon, or anybody else, why would they be worried about keeping one particular fan? With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-285-4954. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-285-4954. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-285-4954. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-285-4954. 800-285-4954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Wow. It's kind of intimidating to be in the presence of so many great athletes.
How old that girl is that was dressed up as the bee on the cover of that album. She's probably got to be getting an AARP card in the mail soon. I make that joke. I'm older than she is. 5:38, welcome back in. As we make our way towards 7 o'clock tonight, the Twins still airing on 107.5 FM, our North Gym frequency here in Cedar Rapids. They're in Baltimore opening the season. Solid start today from Jake Odorizzi, who came over in the offseason via trade. You can catch the Twins most of the summer on 107.5 FM. We are not carrying all their games, but we do have the majority of them. The Twins affiliate, the Cedar Rapids Colonels, open the Midwest League season next Thursday on the road in Davenport. We're going to be chatting with Colonels manager Toby Gardenhire next week. The baseball talk continuing here on KGYM. 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM heard all across eastern Iowa. And right now joining us, a guy who's probably just as excited as we are that opening day is finally here. It's nice talking about opening day in March as opposed to April. Ryan Fagan of the Sporting News. And Ryan, the baseball season started off with a bang today, literally. Ian Happ going yard on the very first pitch of the season from Jose Urania.
Yeah, that was, you know, we have big expectations for the 2018 season, and that was a pretty good way to kick it off, that's for sure. It was, you know, we've seen Happ all spring swing at the first pitch, and he's hit a number of first pitch, first leadoff, you know, leadoff home runs, and you're kind of joking, thinking to yourself, well, what if he's going to do it here? And then he did, and he hit a home run, and that was, you know, if you're a Cubs fan, you had to like that. You didn't necessarily like what you saw out of John Lester, but you like that start from Happ, that's for sure.
I want to ask you a little bit about Lester. Is there reason to be concerned there? He is, of course, no young arm. He's starting to get into the back end of his career. He wasn't necessarily a Cy Young caliber candidate last year, and this year doesn't even get through the fourth inning on opening day.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, you know, I'm not sure that he's ready to raise any huge red flags, but, you know, last year his velocity wasn't quite what it was the year before. He did have more trouble, you know, punching guys out or getting through guys when they had the two strikes on them. And you know, like you said, he's not 27, 28 anymore. And the Cubs signed him to a long-term deal, and they knew that he probably wasn't going to be in the latter half of that contract what he was in the beginning of that contract. And they certainly got, with the role that he played getting to that World Series title, you know, they certainly got their money out of that. Yeah, it's fair to wonder, you know, where he slots into the Cubs rotation. You know, obviously he got the opening day start because he's John Lester, because he's earned it with his career. But I'm not sure anyone thinks that he's the best pitcher in that rotation, you know, and that's going to be what, you know, determines, you know, whether the Cubs are going to win the most games in the National League this year, if they're going to hold off the Dodgers and the Nationals and get that number one overall seed. You know, John Lester is going to need to be the guy that he can be, but I'm not so sure he's quite that guy anymore.
Other than that, for the Cubs, what needs to go right for them to measure up to some of these elite teams in Major League Baseball, like the Astros and the Dodgers and even the Yankees and the Red Sox, for that matter, and the Nationals?
Well, I mean, they have the pieces. You know, they absolutely have 100 win potential. You know, I don't think there's any doubt about that. You know, they have, you know, the stars at every position. They have good backups. You know, they need Kyle Schwarber to catch the ball when it's hit to him in left field, unlike he did a couple of times today. And they need to stay healthy, but that's, you know, the same thing everybody needs. You need your starters to give you 25 to 30 starts. You need your key bullpen guys to be able to lock down and give you 60, 65 appearances, be effective. But I think if you're looking for sure things to make the playoffs in the National League, I think the Cubs are absolutely right there with the Nats and the Dodgers.
Ryan Fagan with us from the Sporting News here on opening day. Let's keep it in the National League Central. Cardinals fans were pretty excited this morning. They found out about the signing of Greg Holland, and then a lot of that excitement eroded with Carlos Martinez's start against the Mets. Reason for concern there with Carlos Martinez in his first outing of the year?
I don't think so. You know, I think if you're asking who I would be more concerned about, you know, between Lester and Martinez, I'd certainly be more concerned about Lester. You know, I mean, Martinez is still throwing the ball as hard as he has. He's had an issue with first inning wildness, first inning control issues, and that happened a little bit today, led to a run. But I don't think that you're too concerned about what he is. You know, I mean, I think the days of him being in the conversation with Kershaw and Scherzer as the elite best pitchers in the National League, you know, I don't think he's there. I don't think he ever quite developed the consistent dominance to be in that conversation. But if you're talking about can he still be a guy that, you know, that leads a rotation, that leads a team into the playoffs, yeah, absolutely he can be.
can the Milwaukee Brewers and their free agent acquisitions in the offseason contend for a wild card spot?
If I'm a Brewers fan, I'm wishing they would have done more to address the rotation. You know, I mean, that you have to be happy with Lorenzo Cain and, you know, obviously making the trade for Christian Yelich. Those two guys undoubtedly make the Brewers better. They had a solid outfield already. I think those two guys make them a better unit. But that rotation's a question mark, especially when you see the Twins signing Lance Lynn for whatever it was, 1 year, $12 million. If you're a Brewers fan, you're thinking, how in the world could we not do that? And I think a lot of teams were thinking that, you know, there have been a lot of guys that have been signed this year. You know, he's one of them. You know, even a guy like Lucas Duda, Logan Morrison, a lot of guys have signed 1 year deals that had the teams of fans of other teams thinking, how in the world did our team not go out and do that? And I think there are a lot of pitchers out there that the Brewers fans are saying, why didn't we get that guy?
Are they a team that maybe if they get off to a slow start, you think maybe they turn into sellers by the All-Star break? It seems to me that was sort of the approach that they took, because they sort of went half into the water with some of these moves, but they didn't really address the rotation. They're just kind of crossing their fingers and hoping for the best. And if they don't get off to the best start, then maybe they head in the other direction.
I don't think you would see a full-term fire sale. You know, I mean, I think there's still a lot of young guys that can contribute. I think what you might see at some point, regardless of the record, is if there's another team. Let's say Ryan Braun gets off to a hot start, and or Domingo Santana gets off to a hot start, and there are other teams that want some sort of power, and they figure out a way. In Braun's case, they figure out a way to move that contract. Then it could be possible that you'd see one of those two guys moved. You'd see them deal from strength. You know, I don't think you're going to see a situation where they're trading away guys who are going to be under club control, you know, for the next 3 or 4 years. And they do have a lot of guys in that situation. You're not going to see those guys dealt, but you could see, you know, guys that are part of the surplus that they have of outfielders / utility guys. You could possibly see those guys move, and that could happen regardless of where they are.
Ryan, is there anything outside of a World Series hangover or injuries that can derail the Houston Astros?
Not in the regular season. I mean, this is a team that, you know, we said it all through the playoffs last year. This isn't a team that's looking for a 2017 World Series to cap off the window of contention. You know, this is a team that is going to be in the conversation, barring a rash of injuries. It's going to be in the best team in baseball conversation for the next 4 or 5 years. And, you know, we saw them get off to the start today. Justin Verlander was phenomenal. George Springer goes out and hits a home run to lead off the game. And that just felt like we were back in the World Series again. George Springer hitting home runs every time he came to the plate. But, you know, with Carlos Correa, you know, they signed Altuve to the long-term extension. You know, this is a team, this is a franchise that has motivation, that has momentum, not just for last year or this year, but, you know, for 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, the Astros are going to be in that conversation with the best teams in baseball.
Give us one or two teams that you're high on this year that you think could surprise some people and maybe in the discussion for a wild card that maybe a lot of other people look at and wrote off a couple months ago.
Well, I think when you're talking about potential surprise teams, I think what we've seen sometimes in the past is teams that we look at and say, okay, well, this team's 2 or 3 years away, 2 years away, maybe next year they'll be contenders. And then we see them play better than we expected early on. I think the Twins were a team like that last year. You know, I don't think anyone really expected them to contend for a playoff spot, but there they were, and they did it, even though they traded Jaime Garcia when they thought they were going to be contenders. Yeah, even all that stuff happened. I think so when you look at 2018, I think the White Sox fit that profile. They have a lot of really good young talent. And depending on when some of those guys get up to the majors, depending on how some of those guys develop and how especially the pitching staff does. I like a lot of the young arms that team has. I live in Charlotte, so I've seen the AAA team. I've seen these guys come through and throw on a regular basis. I like what they have. You know, the Phillies are another team like that people expected them to be contenders, maybe legitimate contenders next year. But they went out and made a couple moves, brought in a couple of veterans in Carlos Santana and Jake Arrieta. I think they're a team they're not going to push the Nationals for the NL East title, but I think they're going to be in that wild card conversation.
Is there a team that you think more people are overvaluing than what you believe they can do in 2018?
You know, I think we've seen some people put the Mets in the playoff contention, and their track record with injuries says that that could be tough. You know, their track record with the front office not necessarily going out and getting the guys they need to make a playoff push in the middle of the season, that could be tough. But, you know, I mean, if Noah Syndergaard stays healthy and Jacob DeGrom stays healthy and Matt Harvey gives them anything, they could be in that conversation. To me, there are a lot of what ifs with the Mets that some people are counting as more sure things than I'm ready to do.
Early pick for Rookie of the Year in both leagues. Obviously, there's a lot of focus on Shohei Ohtani with the Angels and a discussion of when the Yankees are going to bring up Gleyber Torres, and Ronald Acuna's time in Gwinnett is probably short. Hopefully, it's a drive from Gwinnett to Atlanta, so maybe he's got an apartment or something there. But who do you like for Rookie of the Year in both leagues this year?
Well, I think, you know, you mentioned two of the guys that aren't even in the majors yet, but I could easily see them pulling away with it. You know, the Acuna for the Braves and Gleyber Torres for the Yankees. If we're talking about other guys that I like in the National League, and there are a lot of them, I really like Lewis Brinson for the Marlins. I think he's a guy that he was a big piece of what the Brewers were planning on doing, and they did not want to get rid of him. And about one of the only players they would have traded him in a deal for was Christian Yelich. Another guy who's young and under contract for many more years, but I really like what Brinson has. You know, I mean, he's a dynamic outfielder. He's got some pop. He can really steal bases. You know, I think he's one of those guys, as long as he doesn't let the doldrums of being part of a what could be a pretty bad Marlins team get to him, he could put up a pretty good individual season and maybe steal that Rookie of the Year award.
I want to circle back around for a second. You were talking about the New York Mets just a second ago. If I gave you the choice of who's more likely to have a bounce back season, would you say the Mets or the San Francisco Giants?
That's a good question. Before Madison Bumgarner got hurt, I probably would have said the Giants. But he's such a big part of that team, and losing him hurts so much. I love what they did in getting Andrew McCutchen. I mean, Andrew McCutchen's a guy that, even though he's not the MVP type player that he was for a couple of years there in Pittsburgh, he's a guy that I would absolutely love to have on my team, you know, no matter what, for the next 3 or 4 years, you know, just because of what he is, what he brings, the type of player he is, the type of leader he is. I love what he has, you know, and then bringing in Evan Longoria was good too. I like what they're doing. I'm just, you know, again, it comes down to injuries. They've got a lot of 30-somethings on that team, and expecting them all to stay healthy and to avoid freak injuries, which is kind of what happened to Bumgarner, you know, might be asking a lot. So really, that to me, that question is which team's going to stay healthier? I'm probably going to reach into my pocket, grab a quarter, and flip a coin and just go with whatever that comes up with.
I've got the Nationals over the Astros in the World Series this year. Who do you like?
I have the Dodgers over Cleveland. I could certainly see the Astros and Nationals getting there, even though the Nationals still have to get over that hump and finally win a full playoff series. They haven't done that yet. But, you know, you look at the pieces, and I get it. It's hard to go against the rotation that has Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg and a lineup that has Bryce Harper in the middle of it if he stays healthy. But, you know, there's five or six teams that are the legitimate elite teams. And there are a couple more teams in that next kind of group that could make a World Series run, because we see in October all the time, it's not necessarily the best team that wins. It's the team that's playing the best, you know, and so all you have to do is get into that conversation. There's a lot of teams that could do that. But if we're talking about the elite of the elite, to me, it's Cleveland. I think you can probably put the Yankees in there. It's the Nationals, the Cubs. The Astros are probably at the top of that list, and the Dodgers as well.
Ryan Fagan of the Sporting News, we appreciate it. As always, game one down, 161 plus the postseason to go. We appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, guys.
5:53, and Twins fans, you will be rejoining us soon on 107.5 FM. The Fernando Rodney Experience lives on in the Twin Cities. Well, technically in Baltimore, that's where the Twins opened the season. A walk-off home run to Adam Jones sends the Orioles to victory on opening day at Camden Yards at Oriole Park. Addison Reed, if you're a fantasy owner, Maybe start keeping an eye on that Twins bullpen. It's only one game. That's overreaction. Overreaction, opening day overreaction. We did this in hour number one, but the Twins game wasn't over yet, so we couldn't really talk about the Twins. Fernando's going to come up, by the way, in hour number three. Woodja is on the horizon. We'll step aside when we come back. The final, at least for hour number two, Midwest One Bank Big Board on the way.
Hey, basketball fan, plan to stream tournament games on your device? Don't let buffering put a damper on the madness. Say goodbye to timeouts and catch every play with IMON's Best of the Corridor Internet. For a limited time, get 80 megabit internet for just $50 a month. That's over 40% off standard rates. This offer is backed by IMON's responsive, local customer service. Plus, sign up before March 31st and lock in your price until 2020. Visit imon.net/radio to get started. New customer offer only. 2-year agreement required. Additional restrictions apply.
Had a couple of drinks watching today's game? Should you be behind the wheel? Buzzed driving is drunk driving. It's easy to tell when someone has had too much to drink. But what about when someone has too many to drive? The legal limit in Iowa is .08, and law enforcement is cracking down on all drivers behind the wheel and over the limit. Don't underestimate your limit. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Underlings, I'm sensing some tension between us lately, so I'm proposing a peace offering.
A peace offering?
Yes, by this time tomorrow, you are all expected to give me a peace offering. Gifts, cash, compliments, whatever.
What do we get out of it?
You get to keep working here, if your peace offering is deemed worthy.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Never heard of.
I'm not surprised. More people watch the fish tank at Leo's pet store.
So, the if you're on Twitter, you probably follow freezing cold takes.
Yes.
I'm assuming that you do as well. I missed this yesterday, but it popped into my timeline during that last break. 8 years ago, yesterday, a guy that we talk about a lot on this program made a bold statement. You know who I'm? Do you know what direction I'm going in here? Have you seen this?
I have not. I don't know what direction you're going.
Mel Kiper Jr.
Oh yes, yes.
Said that if Jimmy Clausen was not a successful NFL quarterback in 8 years, that he would quit. He would walk away. Well, he made that proclamation 8 years ago, as of March 28th, Mel Kuhn Jr. still behind the mic. Mel Kiper Jr. still behind the mic. Is this a lesson in hyperbole? Don't say anything that could come back to bite you in the rear end, or in this day and age, show up on freezing cold takes.
See, everybody's wrong. From time to time, nobody can predict exactly what's going to happen in the future. But when you make proclamations like that, you are setting yourself up in this day and age for people to make fun of you. You can make the proclamation that he's going to be a great quarterback, but when you say that you're going to quit your job if he's not, that's when you're setting yourself up for embarrassment.
Speaking of embarrassment, the White Sox are piling on the Royals at Kauffman Stadium. It's 11-4 on opening day at the K in the top of the eighth inning. And this just into the KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. The Giancarlo Stanton acquisition may be beneficial to the Yankees this season. Stanton has 2 home runs, a double, and 4 runs driven in his first game with the Bronx Bombers. That's a hell of a lead-in to Midwest One Bank's next Big Board update, Midwest One, where you're the one.
It's a big day for baseball, and last night was a big night for Hawkeye baseball. They beat Bradley 13-9 in a wild one on a walk-off grand slam by senior catcher Tyler Cropley. Home runs by Austin Guzzo and Kyle Crowell had Iowa leading 6-1 after 5 innings, but Bradley came roaring back to tie it at 6, and the teams jostled back and forth before Cropley ended it. Chris Whalen was 4-for-5 with 4 runs scored, while Cropley and Robert Nystrom each had 3 hits. Drake didn't take long in finding its new head basketball coach, announcing today that Darren DeVries will be the next man to take the reins in Des Moines. DeVries is a native of Applington. He played at UNI and has spent the last 17 years as an assistant coach at Creighton under Dana Altman and Greg McDermott. There's an interesting international story developing with Iowa City right in the middle of it. The United World Wrestling World Cup is coming up beginning on April 5th at Carver Hawkeye Arena. And last night it was reported that USA Wrestling's extended late invites to Mongolia and India because Iran decided not to send its team. And there are reports that Russia also may not attend. However, Russian officials are claiming that the U.S. is attempting to prevent their participation by refusing to arrange visas for the Russian team. USA Wrestling says they still expect their participation, but is being proactive to ensure a full competition. Another former Rough Rider landed an NHL deal. Eric Foley played in Cedar Rapids in 2014-15, and today signed an entry-level deal with the Blues. Tonight after the show, we're going to have the Dodgers and the Giants on all three KGYM frequencies.
We have a Tuffy Roads alert in 2018. We have a Tuffy Roads alert at the Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. Matt Davidson of the Chicago White Sox has not one, not two, but three home runs on opening day. None of them coming off Dwight Gooden as Tuffy Rhodes's did back in the day. But have yourself a day, White Sox designated hitter Matt Davidson. They are piling on 14-4. Sox on top. That's going to make for a very happy Scott Unash tomorrow on the Gym Class presented by Third Base Brewery. Scott and Mark will come your way again from the KGYM studios at 3 o'clock as local programming kicks off for a Friday. Hour number 3 kicks off here next.